right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Leader Quest podcast. I'm your host, Justin, and I'm flying solo this week. I'll talk a bit more about that after the introduction. But first, I want to thank you for joining us. Episode 10, we're talking this week on some time management techniques. And ironically, a topic that I need to hear myself this week. So hope you find some benefit to it. But with that, let's dive right in. So as I mentioned before, this was a topic that I needed to hear myself again this week, right? Like even as somebody that works in the realm of high performance, even in the realm that I work with my clients to eliminate distractions, to maximize productivity, to change success, to chase success, rather. It's still one of those things that I don't do perfectly well all the time, to be honest. In fact, I, if I'm honest, have a lot of times where I'm like, man, this was not what I had planned or anticipated. And part of that is just life, and it's learning how to overcome that. And that is a bit about what I want to talk about this week. So if you've caught any of our earlier episodes, you know that the way we do the podcast format is that we actually record a Facebook Live on Saturday afternoons. And that kind of kicks off a week-long series on the topic for us. And so we talk Saturdays on the live stream about the topic, and we provide some introduction. And then Monday, I write an article over on justinhebert.com. Tuesday is typically an Instagram post. Wednesday, we talk on the YouTube channel over on Next Steps Coaching. And then Thursday, we release the podcast, which is an abbreviated, amended, slightly modified version of the Saturday live stream that you see on the J. Hebert Coaching Facebook page. But as life would have it on a week that we are talking about time management techniques, there was no live stream this week, and that is because I did not have time. Right, and so we had some late-breaking schedule changes, and so my regularly scheduled podcast recording time was cut out of my schedule. That's life with kids and birthday parties and being called out of town. And it happens, right? That's life. But the normal flow of my life is that I don't work on Sundays, so the podcast didn't happen then. My Mondays are always jam-packed. That's my busiest day with clients, with the blog posts, with everything that I have going on. So Mondays was out. Tuesday, I thought it was going to happen. And then, you know what? Life continued to happen. And Wednesday is my second busiest day. And so that one is not going to happen. And like every day this week, I have put down in my journal, you need to record a podcast. And here we are Thursday evening at a time where I've typically already posted my podcast about 10 hours ago is when this should have been up. I'm now, as the kids are getting ready for bed, hitting the record button, and that's life. But I still hope that this brings you value. I want to thank you again for listening and want to dive on in. And so we are going to cut the podcast short from our typical 30 minutes in length. I don't anticipate it going that long because I want to give you three quick ways that you can implement now to maximize your productivity, increase your performance, and ultimately gain some time back as you pursue these time management techniques, right? So we're going to learn from me this week. It's one of the ways that I have failed in this. So the first point, the thing that you can do to get some time management techniques practiced in your life is learn to say no. And this was part of the problem that I had this week was I by nature love to say yes, and I think we all do to a certain extent, right? We have been raised in a people-pleasing culture, and there's this certain expectation, right, that we say yes. Hey, could you do this favor for me? We almost feel obligated to do it, because if we don't, we feel guilty. And so we want to say yes to these opportunities when they come along. And so I think there's a certain measure that we all maybe feel a bit inclined to say yes when an opportunity arises. And yet, if I'm honest, I feel that a bit more. I am a person, I've realized this about myself. I'd love to know if anybody out there relates to this. I love new, exciting opportunities. Like, part of what drove me into coaching is that every week that I show up with a client, I'm a firm believer that they are a new person. The experiences that they've had, the opportunities that have unfolded before them, all of what goes into making life life, makes them a new person. And so every week when we get together, I am meeting in some sense with a new person. And so I tend to say yes to things because I like the new, exciting, different sort of things that go on. And I struggle, I think because of that, more so than the average person, with learning to say no. And yet, if we want to talk about time management techniques, one of the things that we have to do to be able to regain control of our schedule is to, in fact, say no, that we need to stay clear on what it is that we are pursuing. And we're going to talk a bit more about that in a second. But the first point on some regular time management techniques is learning to say no. Man, that would be a great opportunity, but that is not where I'm headed. Oh, that sounds like fun. I hope you enjoy it. I will love to get an update when it's completed, but it's not something I'm going to participate in. But if we can learn to say no, then we can ultimately learn to stay focused. And this really is a willpower muscle, right? If we want to talk about saying no, it's a willpower muscle that we need to exercise, that we can actually increase our willpower by learning to say no. And, you know, for me, this became prevalent. If you followed me on social media for a while, you know that I completed 75 Hard from Andy Frizzella. And if you don't know, if you aren't aware of what that is, here's just a brief recap. For 75 days, here are the things you have to do. Number one is you have to work out twice a day for at least 45 minutes, and one of those has to be outside. Doesn't matter the weather, doesn't matter how hot, cold, windy, rainy, whatever, you must do one workout outside for 45 minutes and one indoor workout for 45 minutes every single day for 75 days. You must also take a progress pic. You must read for 10 minutes. You must find a diet plan that you can stick to, and there are absolutely zero cheat meals, and you must drink a gallon of water. And if at any point in time you miss on one of those goals, you start back over. Not like, oh, I messed up on day 30, so I get to do day 30 tomorrow. No, you start back over on day one. And the point is to build the discipline of being able to do it for 75 days in a row without failure. Now, one of the things that I discovered about myself having done this is that when I am stressed, I love to take it out on some food, right? And maybe I already knew that about myself, but this really brought it to the forefront that, oh man, work was late, and this person was stressful, and I felt some anxiety here. You know what? I bet a brownie would make it feel better. Why don't I have some ice cream? That'll help me deal emotionally with this problem. And for 75 days, I couldn't do that, and I really had to learn. Like, instead of saying I'm going to take it out on some Lucky Charms, I would say I'm going to go take it out on a walk because I need to go do my outdoor workout. And it's really ultimately a better habit, right? I think we could all agree. Walking is a much better use of time than devouring a pint of ice cream, even though the pint of ice cream might taste better and in the moment feel better. Health-wise, that walk is going to serve me a whole lot more. But what it forced me to do for 75 days, I had to learn to say no. No to cookies, no to cake, no to ice cream. In many ways, it said no to parties. Actually, in that 75 days, we had two of our kids. We have four kids, and two of them had birthdays in the middle of 75 Hard, and I had an anniversary. And we put all of that on hold. The kids, you know, like they got ice cream and cake, but I didn't get any. For the anniversary, my wife and I didn't go out because I was on a macro plan that didn't want to break, right? And so learning to say no the first time is, you know, maybe not too hard, right? I can say no to cookies one night in a row. Two nights, not bad. Three nights, starting to get a little harder. Night four, night five, night six, that gets really hard. You get into week two, week three, that gets really hard to say no. And then towards the end, starts to, you know, get a little bit easier. You've just learned to tell yourself no. But the point is that it's a willpower muscle. And the more that we say no, the easier it actually becomes. And a lot of us, no is a hard thing for us to say in business, in relationships, in opportunities, because we've never said no before. But ultimately, the price that we pay is we end up so distracted, so overworked, so overburdened, we can't focus on what really matters the most. And so I want to make sure that you are engaging in the things that ultimately are going to matter the most for you. Now, the second thing to help you get some time management is actually to maximize your time. And so a couple of years ago, I actually implemented this idea that if I'm in the car and by myself, I have a different role with family, but if I'm in the car and the trip is going to take 10 minutes or less, I allow myself to listen to the radio because I enjoy music and pop culture and catching, you know, the news updates and some of those sorts of things. If it's more than 10 minutes, I put on a podcast or an audiobook. And what that has done in terms of my productivity, being able to learn new things, has been revolutionary. Now, I will say in the beginning that was a bit hard, right? Like, I have grown up listening to music. I was a farm kid, and long hours outside working by yourself, you need to pass the time, you put on music. Man, for me, it was a CD player, and I would take like that big old chunky CD sleeve with me, a thing that would hold like 72 discs, and you just make it super fat and weighed 5 pounds. I'd carry that thing around and like an 8-pack of batteries. And when it's harvest time and I'm working by myself, put in a fresh pack of double A's, throw on a couple of CDs, and bam, I was off working. So I grew up very enculturated around music. And so I have to admit, it was a hard habit for me to break, right? I'll go back to point number one. I had to learn to say no to music in the car. And at first, it was hard. And it was a struggle. Like, I would much rather be listening to music where I could just relax and let my brain check out for a little bit than trying to stay engaged and listen to what it is that the author or the podcast host was trying to teach me. And ultimately, I know that one of those matters more and is going to get me farther in pursuit of my goals than the other. And so learning, finding ways to maximize your time is going to be great. So I want to encourage you to find times in the car or on your commute if you are taking public transit or something. Find ways to maximize your time. Put in something in your ear holes that is going to make a difference in your destination. Speaking of destination, point number three here as we wrap up is to pursue your purpose and passion. Man, what a big one that is. And one of the ones that I focus a lot on in the coaching realm. You have to be clear, first and foremost, on where it is that you want to go. Because if you can do that, you have an easier time staying on course. And usually I end up telling people, we need to make sure that you're chasing your dreams, your goals, not somebody else's. Many times have we kind of looked up and realized, man, I'm chasing a goal that my spouse, not my parents, not my grandparents, not my boss, my friend wanted me to chase. And I've hit the goal, but I don't really want it. How many people do you know have climbed that corporate ladder to get to the top of them and realize I'm at the top of the ladder and I don't want to be here? You have to be so crystal clear that you are chasing your goals and not somebody else's. And if you can pursue your passion and your purpose, it relates quite clearly and easily to points one and two. You're going to first of all be able to say no easier, and you can be able to maximize your time. Somebody asks you to do something, you know what, I know what it is I'm trying to accomplish, that fits, I'll make some time for it, sign me up. Somebody else can ask a request and say, you know what, I know what I'm trying to accomplish and what my goals are, whether they're financial or relational, personal, business-oriented, entrepreneurial, I know what my goal is, I know what my destination is, that doesn't fit. It sounds wonderful, would that be a distraction for me? Maybe I can connect you with somebody else who will say yes, because that's a bit more of the path that they're on. I'm going to say no. I'm going to choose to maximize my time and chase and hustle towards my dreams with everything that I have. Because I ultimately believe, guys, when we do those three things, we are going to find margin in our day that we never thought we would have to pursue the things that ultimately matter the most to us. That is how you reclaim your time. If you want to find out more, I would love for you to stop by the website. You can find out if coaching would be right for you. You can read up. I offered three additional tips that you could implement today on the blog. Just visit justinhill.com jshebert.com. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at jshebert. You can find me on YouTube by searching Next Steps Coaching. But with that, I want to thank you for joining me on the podcast today. Make sure that you are getting not just things done in your life to appear busy, but that you are getting the right things done. If you have trouble doing that, reach out to me. I would love to offer some strategies and solutions to help you. We'll see you back on here on the LeaderQuest podcast next time. Hope you guys have a good one. This episode of the LeaderQuest podcast has been brought to you by Next Steps Coaching with Justin Hebert, empowering leaders to get the right things done. Visit justinhebert.com for more. Written and produced by Justin Hebert. Music by Kayani.